Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 16 years ago today, on this very day, 16 years ago, we had the great fortune, folks, of meeting a guy named Doug Barry. He was with the Commerce Department. He's been our friend and a great resource for us in the Brain Trust ever since. Hey, Doug, happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thank you very much, and the same to you.
How about that? 16 years, huh?
That's a long time.
Well, it's been great for us. We've enjoyed having you on the show. Welcome back, folks. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Doug's website is uschina.org. Did I say that right, Doug?
That's it.
And he's in charge of the communications and publications over there at that fine organization. It is an organization that represents the interests of American businesses in China and with their partners in China. Doug, talk to us about what your organization is doing, how you're involved in the current negotiations that the Trump administration is having, literally as we speak, to try to bring China into more of a free and fair trade relationship with the United States. What are you guys doing?
Well, we have very close relationships with the Chinese government at all levels, and the negotiations that are going on now, and hopefully they will produce an agreement within the next couple of months. The President Trump and President Xi of China have agreed to meet. It's unclear where that meeting will take place and when it will take place, but the purpose of the meeting will be to ink the agreement that the negotiators have been working on for many months now. So we've been involved at various levels. Whenever, say, for example, China passes a law on foreign investment. Very important for U.S. companies because they have been investing in China since China became a nation state after the revolution in 1949. And many U.S. companies are operating there now, and most of them are doing quite well.
What are your members? What are your members saying about, you know, the treatment of our companies who wanted to form a company and a partnership in China, the treatment of them, the way they made them form a new company and only have 49% ownership, and yet we donated our intellectual property and all that. What are your people saying about all that? That's an unfair relationship. Is that going to be reconciled? What do you think?
Yes, I think so. I think that's, you know, they feel that they've not been treated like Chinese companies, and that's what they want to be treated like, and that's what the World Trade Organization requires them to be treated. And China's a part of the World Trade Organization, so they need to abide by those rules and regulations. And U.S. companies should be allowed to have 100% ownership.
Right.
And they should be allowed to keep their intellectual property and not transfer it to the partner, as has been the case in the past.
So this is one of the things that people get confused about. They talk about Chinese stealing our stuff. Well, they do steal some of our intellectual property. But when we agree to join a company where we lose our intellectual property, that isn't stealing. We gave it to them. You know, we have to have better deals than that. Go ahead.
We have to have better deals, and we have to hold out for a better deal, and hopefully that would be one of the areas that would be addressed. It will hopefully change so that U.S. companies can own 100% of the venture in China, and they will not be required to transfer their intellectual property. But it's even more than that because in many cases, once you introduce a product to China, as is the case in introducing a product in the United States, it has to be certified.
Right.
And in the certification process, depending on what is asked for, the government can easily ask for things that essentially mean that you're going to transfer the secret sauce to the people who are regulating the products and providing the ticket.
Yep.
So that has to be carefully policed.
Are your people integrated into the at least the back channel helping with the negotiations? Are your people advising the Trump administration and from a technical standpoint?
Well, we're advising them from a distance. We're basically saying that, you know, this agreement has to be more than just buying soybeans.
Right.
And it has to be it has to deal with the structural impediments to doing business in China. Once and for all, we need to sort that out. So we keep up the pressure on the negotiators to make sure they do not settle for less than
they
should.
Well, we need to make sure that the negotiators are negotiating like business people and not like politicians, not like diplomats. I mean, diplomats don't understand cash flow. Diplomats don't understand.
That's right.
I mean, we need to make sure that the business people are represented at this table. And I'm asking you, are they?
Yes. I mean, they're not there. They're not physically in the room. But they're definitely pressuring the negotiators, and they're pressuring members of Congress to pressure the negotiators and to pressure the president into not settling for $1 trillion worth of soybeans and nothing else.
Right. I don't think that's what's going to happen. But hey, Doug, it's great connecting with you again. Thanks for 16 great years. Will you come back and keep us posted on how things are going?
Happy to do it, Jim.
All right. We love having you on the show. Doug Barry, gentlemen, with the U.S.-China Business Council. That's uschina.org. Check that out and see what they're up to. We'll get Doug back on the show again real soon. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.